Fans, I have just been told that Tommy Rockwell has just left the arena furious, stating that if he doesn't get a shot at Rick Righteous for a belt that he says is rightfully his, he will make Mr. Batiste very, very sorry. Now, threatening the boss isn't the right way to go about getting things here in WWA that you want, Mr. Rockwell, and trust me, Tommy. And remember this, every dog has their day.
No good.
Speaking of dogs having their day, let's go to the ring for our main event.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our main event of the evening, and it's set for one fall and will be for the WWA's World Television Championship. About to enter the arena from 45 minutes away, he comes back to WWA after a serious scare, vowing to take back the title some say he never won. This is Indiana's very own, this is Derek Chichette!
Out from behind the curtains as the fireworks go off, here comes Derek Parks for the first time in 3 months down the ramp wearing his blue Ron Artest Pacer jersey. Accompanying his ensemble, you can see Parks has on his black carpenter pants and black wrestling boots laced up with red strings. I don't know, maybe he's colorblind tonight. About halfway down the aisle, Parks stops and motions for somebody to come from the back. Well, who could it be? I know Parks doesn't have a manager. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, folks, it is Sarah Richards, the former girlfriend of the Hawaiian t-shirt wearing Freak of Nature, Chris Ross. And good Lord, do you see what she's wearing? She's dressed like a 10-cent hooker. Look at her with her black GBU t-shirt and pair of hot pink pants. You gotta be kidding. Oh, she's jamming her tongue into Derek Parks' mouth, and good Lord, all we need is some cheap porno music to go along with this. This is ridiculous. We're on national TV, for Christ's sake, Parks. Good Lord, finally done. The purple is making their way down to the ringside as the fans begin to chant something that I can't repeat here on TV. At least somebody has some class around here. Throughout the week, Derek Parks has driven Chris Ross to the edge of insanity, forcing Ross to burn all his Hawaiian t-shirts and donning only black clothing. In addition to that, Chris Ross repeatedly showed up at Mr. Batiste's doorstep talking about how he wanted to kill himself, with Batiste replying, "Can you wait until after Superstars before you do that?" It seems that Derek Parks has found a kink in the armor of Chris Ross, something no one has been able to do thus far in WWA. What's that flaw, you ask? A woman. Yes, folks, a woman, and she's standing 5 feet away from me, and her name is Sarah Richards. You know, Sarah Richards will not be out here only to root her man Derek Parks on, but she's also going to be out here, and she's going to cause distraction for this man. Wait a minute, folks, hold on just 1 second. Derek Parks has just grabbed the microphone, and apparently he's got something to say.
It's great to be back here in my home state of Indiana, right here in the Topeka Fieldhouse. And you know something, Ross? You better brought your good, you better brought your bad, and you better brought your ugly, because it's going to be an all-out war here tonight. In fact, let's get this fucker started right now.
The lights have gone out, and I don't know what the hell to make of this new music. I know this, Chris Ross has completely lost his mind, but he's taking it a bit too far with this music, don't you agree? What's next? Changing his name to Chris Cobain? Of course, folks, that joke is in bad taste, however. You know, what am I supposed to do? The curtains have remained still. I have to entertain people. There is still no sign of Chris Ross. Inside the ring, Derek Parks seems to me to be growing more and more agitated by the second as we all wait with anticipation for the Hawaiian t-shirt wearing Freak of Nature.
And his opponent, He comes to us from across the Pacific and has abandoned his nickname, the Hawaiian t-shirt wearing freak of nature, and he only wants to be introduced as the WWE's World Television Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the Midnight Rider. This is Chris Willis.
A barbed wire chair ignites, and there he is. There he stands, the unstable Midnight Rider Chris Ross, with his WWA World Television Championship belt around his waist. Look at him, he's dripping with water. The man has lost it, I'm telling you. The cameraman, his best friend, is apparently trying to convince Ross to put the chair down. Oh, Ross just shoved the cameraman out of his way. He's reaching back. Oh, my God, did you see that? Ross just brutally shattered the flaming chair over the head of the cameraman, and the cameraman is down. He's down. Ross just turned on the cameraman, who's bleeding buckets right now on the rampway, and this match hasn't even started. Down the aisle and leaving the cameraman on the ramp for the medics to tend to him, Chris Ross dives into the ring as Parks bails, not wanting any part of this lunatic's antics. Fans, Chris Ross has tears rolling down his eyes. He's hyperventilating inside the ring. It's apparent to me. Oh, my God. Now he's begging Sarah Richards to take him back. Come on, Chris. Come on. You got a match. You got a belt to defend. Oh, good Lord. This is pathetic. What's he doing? I think... Oh, my God, I think he's reaching into his... Don't pull that out, Ross! It's national television! Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a diamond ring! Yes, it is, folks! It's a diamond ring! Chris Ross is getting on his hands and knees, and he's holding the ring through the ropes! He's asking Sarah Richards if she wants to marry him, and Richards is smiling back at Ross with tears rolling down her milk-white cheeks, extending her delicate hand. Oh, she just slapped Ross right across the face. What a bitch!
You like destroying furniture? Well, here's a chair for you.
From behind with the steel chair, Derek Parks smashes the metal against Chris Ross's back, and spitting in the face of Ross is Sarah Richards, who someone needs to control before this gets out of hand. She's not even supposed to be a ringside. She doesn't have a manager of valet's license. Oh my God, I agree with the fans. She is a crack whore, and this is the most despicable thing I have ever seen inside a WWE ring since CeCe's fake paralyzing stunt. Well, the referee isn't waiting any longer. He's calling for the bell, and here we go! Parks with a headbutt to the base of the head of Chris Ross, staggers the champion, who is still wearing his championship belt. Hard punches fall to the back of Chris Ross's head, and Parks adds insult to injury with a kick to the side of the jaw, and this one's getting out of control right from the beginning, just like many predicted that it would. Parks removes the TV title, and Jesus almighty, oh, he's whipping Chris Ross with his own TV belt. Again, 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 the referee now struggles to get the weapon out of Derek Parks' hands, and Parks shoves the referee flat on his ass. Derek Parks has snapped. Pulling Ross off the ropes, Derek sends him into the opposite side of the ring with a hard Irish whip and follows him with the charge. Ross on the rebound and driving into Ross's stomach. Parks, oh, he just bounced off the midsection of the Hawaiian t-shirt wearing freak of nature. Apparently that was a failed spear. Devastating forearm sends Parks down to all fours and luring the leg. Ross unleashes an awesome leg drop. Here comes Chris Ross, and this is why this man is a world television champion. He's simply that dangerous. Dragging Ross into the corner by his hair, the Midnight Rider unloads with a pair of heavy-handed baba chops. Again, again, again. Surprise rope chop puts Parks on his bicycle, but he can't get away from the rabid Hawaiian. Parks is trying to escape, but Ross catches him by the trunks, pulling the challenger back into the center of the square circle. Rip back side Russian leg sweep, and oh my God, look at the challenger arching his back in pain. Parks looks like he's already been through hell and back, but the crazy thing about that, folks, is this match has just begun. Scooping Parks off the logo and pressing him over his head, it's Rocky III time, charging towards the ropes with reckless abandon. Oh my God, Ross pushes Parks out of the ring, over the railing, and holy shit, into the crowd. I don't believe it. On the outside, I can see nothing but a mess of human flesh and carnage. Is Derek Parks even alive? The people are crying, the children are screaming, and the chairs are scattered all over what used to resemble a crowd. Over the top rope and down onto the hard concrete floor. Is Chris Ross looking for more? You've got to be kidding me!
Badass wrestling!
Over the guardrail and throwing fans out of his way. Ross finds Parks and drags him back through the top of chairs and dumping the challenger over the railing towards the ring. Here comes Chris Ross following the injured Derek Parks. Chris Ross is going under the ring, and my God, what's this lunatic got in store for Derek Parks next? Oh no, he's pulling out a table, and listen to the fans go crazy. Opening up the weapon of extreme, Ross goes back under the ring, and oh no. Oh, is that what I think it is? Yes, folks, it is. Holy faces of Foley. Chris Ross is now sprinkling tacks onto the table, and this is going beyond crazy. It can't get any worse. It just can't. Hold the phone, I think I spoke too soon. Ross is yanking Parks up onto the apron and he's calling for a powerbomb. That's like 3.5 feet up in the air. Someone stop him before he kills Derek Parks, jamming Derek's head between his thighs. It doesn't look like anybody's gonna help Cheap Shot. Ross cranks up the challenger and I kill him. Powerbomb off the apron and through the table, covered in tacks. Oh my God! Someone stop the match! Chris Ross is coming down from the apron and bending over to make the cover. This one's 100% over. 1, 2, 3, ring the bell. That's, wait a minute. I don't believe it, folks. You've got to be kidding me. Derek Parks just kicked out and listen to the fans show respect for these two warriors. Not paying attention to the fans or the respect they're showing him, Chris Ross is now screaming at the referee, claiming that it was a slow count and not wanting to end not only the match, but Derek Parks' career. Chris Ross is now, oh God, he's taking hold of the timekeeper's bell. That thing weighs about 20 pounds. Don't do it, Ross. Parks is getting up to his feet. Oh my God, look at his back. It's riddled with tacks and blood. Oh my God, he sees Ross charging with the bell. Here he comes. Whoa. Super kick counter by Derek Parks onto Chris Ross. Right to the jaw, and down goes the bell. And down goes Chris Ross onto the small mats. That move definitely was out of desperation. Here comes Derek Parks on the offensive. Move to the midsection and overhook of the head. DDT into the broken table, and oh my God, I don't believe it. Chris Ross now has about 10 thumbtacks stuck in his forehead, and someone honestly needs to think about stopping this match before we are two less WWE wrestlers for the grinder. As the blood starts to cover Chris Ross's face, he knows he has to get this match back into the ring if he wants to pull out the win and win this title. Rolling Ross back under the ropes, Parks follows and into the ring from the opposite side. Oh no, here comes Sarah Richards, who's now begging Parks not to hurt Chris Ross any further. Oh, Parks has shoved her to the side, and seeing this act of abuse through blurry eyes, Ross gets up shaking mad. No one hits Sarah Richards in front of Chris Ross. Parks misses with the haymaker. Ross with a cocoa butt to the face. Up and over and wipeout! Chris Ross just hit Derek Parks with the wipeout, and this one's over. Cover him, Chris. Cover him. You got it. One. Wait a minute. What's Ross doing? Chris Ross is looking at Sarah Richards through a blood-crusted face. Oh no, he's gonna help her. Ross, you got a match to win. Just cover Parks. Bending over to tend to the only love he will ever have in his life, Chris Ross is making the ultimate sacrifice for Sarah Richards. Ross is picking the vixen up off her feet, and he's getting down on his knees once again. He's got the diamond ring, and he's asking Sarah, right in the middle of his match, to marry him. Richards turns, shaking her head and smiling at Ross.
Oh, crap!
The vixen pops Jamaican jerk powder into the eyes of Chris Ross. Sarah Richards picks up the ring and rolls from the ring, and oh my God, no, not again!
It's GBU time.
Parks is up and Ross can't see him! GBU on Chris Ross! 1, 2, 3, we have a brand new WWA World Television Champion!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout and new WWA World Television Champion, Derek!
and this constant interference during championship matches here in WWE has to stop. Chris Ross has been robbed of his World TV title belt by a cold-hearted bitch and one of the dirtiest players in the game. As Parks and Sarah continue up the aisle laughing at Chris Ross's expense, you have to feel for the big man who put everything on this line for this woman, only to be rejected in front of millions of fans. To Sarah Richards and Derek Parks, I say this. Chris Ross is not a quitter, and he's certainly not a rookie. So from this point forward, enjoy your title reign, because you've just pushed Chris Ross beyond the point of no return. As a fan here in WWA begins to chant Chris Ross's name out of respect for what he now means to not only WWA, but to our promotion. That's it, folks. We're out of time. So on behalf of the WWA, Mr. Mati, and eWrestling.org, we'll see you in 3 weeks from Honolulu, Hawaii, where a very angry Chris Ross will finally get his shot at glory, and Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh's eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. Good night from the Canseco Fieldhouse. Cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.